Barra State Fridays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery in Big Rapids. Support those who support the Dogs and visit Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery today.
It's time for another Ferris State Friday interview here on the Huge Radio Network. And the nationally second-ranked Ferris State Bulldogs take on Grand Valley in the Anchor Bone Classic tomorrow at Top Taggart Field in Big Rapids. Kickoff for that GLIAC showdown is set for 12:07 p.m. The game will be televised live across the country by Fox Sports Detroit as part of Football Week in Michigan, and also carried live nationally by Fox College Sports. Now, game tickets for this huge game are on sale now, and fans are encouraged to purchase in advance as a large crowd is expected and additional bleacher seating has been added. Tickets are $18 for all adults, along with $10 for students 5 to 17. All the info at ferrisstatebulldogs.com. The phone number to call, get your tickets. It's Ferris State, Grand Valley, throw out the records. It is a rivalry, and Tony Anise, head football coach at Ferris State, is standing by. And Tony, like I mentioned, it doesn't matter whether you're second ranked or 202nd ranked, Ferris Grand Valley is always a big game.
Well, it is, but you know, the greatest part about it is how good these teams have been, you know, consistently. So the records have been like extraordinarily good. You know, we're undefeated. They're a one loss team. They lost in the Hail Mary, so truthfully they could be an undefeated team. We're playing our last regular season game. They're playing their second to last. So when you get, you know, get into the season, you know, this deep, and both teams are still, you know, having the years we're having, it's pretty incredible for West Michigan.
Now, when you look at the film and you see Matt Mitchell and his Grand Valley Lakers team, and you look at what you've witnessed on the sidelines and in the film room and at practice all season long, how do you match up against GVSU?
It's always one of those games where it's a hard-fought game. Both teams, you know, in the last couple of years, we've had very little separating us. We've been fortunate enough to win three in a row, but, you know, all of those games could have gone either way. And so, you know, they've got great talent on the field. We got great talent on the field. You know, it's obviously both teams know how much there is to play for. So I think, you know, there'll be a lot of you know, a lot of passion played and determination and grit and all those things that are important to watch a good game. And so, all in all, it should be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it.
Tony Anise, head football coach at Ferris State University, joining us from Big Rapids, getting ready in the cold and snow to take on Grand Valley in the Anchor Bone Classic. Again, that's an early kick time at 12:07 p.m. at Top Taggart Field in Big Rapids. Get your tickets in advance at ferrisstatebulldogs.com. Also, Fox Sports Detroit, Ferris and Grand Valley having a huge live tailgate event that begins at 9 a.m. outside the stadium, so a lot going on. And I mentioned the weather, Tony. I think it becomes a factor. We have late December, January-type weather, big winds, low temperatures, and some snow on the ground. How does that change the game for tomorrow?
Well, I don't think it does. We've both really played in inclement weather. I know they played last week in a little rough weather. We were up at Tech in snow. And the week before that, I know they played Davenport in a rain storm. We actually got our game done with Saginaw a little bit earlier than they did, so we didn't have any bad weather. But we faced inclement weather, and they have too. So, you know, it's always the same thing when you have those circumstances. You know, ball security is critically important, you know, minimizing explosive plays and just, you know, not having, you know, things that you know, really, you know, you get unwinded by in regards to not taking care of simple business type things that, you know, penalties and things of that sort. So I'm thinking that, you know, both teams will be ready for the conditions.
What about Jairu? What about Campbell, your quarterback? What's the latest on him? I know he's been in and out of the lineup. You've gone three QBs deep without losing this year. You maintain your number two position in D2 football in America. What's the latest on Campbell?
He right now is a little hobbled with an injury. He got hurt against Saginaw. We didn't think it was that big a deal, but it's becoming, you know, it's been a lingering issue for him. And so I'm guessing he's doubtful for the game. He hasn't been able to, you know, run at top speed and move around at top speed. So it'll probably be Travis Russell. Travis got the start up at Tech last week and played great. He was the GLIAC Offensive Player of the Week. So we're very confident. I think his record here as a starter is 10-1. So we're confident with Travis, and we're looking forward to him showing people what he's got.
Ferris State and Grand Valley tomorrow, 12:07 in the afternoon, will be the kickoff on Fox Sports Detroit. Tickets are going fast for the Anchor Bone matchup between Grand Valley and Ferris State at Top Taggart Field in Big Rapids. FerrisStateBulldogs.com is the web address, the phone number, and get your tickets online, FerrisStateBulldogs.com. And I mentioned Ferris State and Fox Sports Detroit are also hosting a special pregame tailgate event from 9 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. tomorrow morning, prior to the 12:07 kickoff. The tailgate event will be in Lot 35 and has a cash-only $5 entry fee, which includes food and drink, brats, Detroit Coney Dogs, Bulldog beans, potato salad, homemade chips, water, coffee, and hot chocolate. Beer will also be included for those 21 or older with proof of ID. While it lasts, children under the age of 10 will be admitted free. During the tailgate event, Fox Sports Detroit will also be on site with former Lions players Herman Moore and Joik Bell, a photo booth, great giveaways, and the Football Week in Michigan bus. The tailgate will also feature music and merchandise and Ferris State's three Harlan Hill trophies. So Ferris State, number two in America, Grand Valley rolls in. This has playoff implications. It's a rivalry game. 12:07 p.m. is a kick tomorrow in Big Rapids and also on Fox Sports Detroit. All the ticket info at FerrisStateBulldogs.com. Coach Anise, good luck against Grand Valley, and we'll talk next week.
Thank you, Huge. That sounds like a party, by the way, going into that tent.
It does. It sounds like a big party. I mean, come on. It's like a 3-hour party from 9 a.m. until 12:07 p.m. I mean, the weather looks like you probably wear a tank top and flops and everything, because Big Rapids is kind of like the Bahamas of Michigan. So.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, we're really happy that it's beautifully warm up here.
Yeah, I saw the photos from Rob Bentley on your Twitter page. You guys had like a bulldozer taking out the snow so you could practice.
Yeah, we've had to have a plow the last 2 days to practice.
So. Yeah, pure Michigan.
I love it.
I do too. You know, the snow's nice. It's first, the first couple of snows, and then I can't wait for spring.
Yeah.
Tony, can't wait for that game tomorrow against Grand Valley. Everybody who can't make it to Big Rapids, you can watch it on Fox Sports Detroit and nationally on Fox College Sports. Good luck, my friend. We'll talk next Friday.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate you having me on.
Tony Anise, head football coach at Ferris State University, joining us for another Ferris State Friday interview here on the Huge Radio Network.
Ferris State Fridays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by Crankers Restaurant and Brewery in Big Rapids. Support those who support the dogs and visit Crankers Restaurant and Brewery today.